Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin election officials are launching an investigation into how nearly 200 absentee ballots went uncounted in Madison. The Wisconsin Elections Commission voted unanimously today to investigate whether Madison City Clerk Mary Beth Witzel-Bell failed to comply with state law or abused her discretion. According to commission documents, the clerk staff told the commission December 18th that they had discovered 193 absentee ballots from the November 5th election that hadn't been counted. Witzel-Bell's office said the ballots were found in a courier bag and inside a tabulator. The clerk's office said in a news release December 26th that the ballots didn't affect the outcome of any race or referendum. Congress passed an extension of the Farm Bill, a relief for many farmers, but that means they're working with benefits and prices that were negotiated 6 years ago. On top of that, President-elect Donald Trump has promised to cut government costs across the board. Add potential tariffs to the equation, and experts are worried about the agriculture industry. Paul Mitchell is an agriculture and economics professor at UW-Madison.
So my real worry is that agriculture will be collateral damage for the new administration as they pursue other political priorities where, you know, agriculture is not their number one priority. And they will take the cost of agricultural hurt to address these issues they want to address that would partly help them get elected.
Mitchell says old prices aren't the only problem with extending the current farm bill. He says crop insurance and conservation programs are at risk. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is investing more than $7.5 million in 26 cooperative agreements that support innovative, scalable waste management plans to reduce and divert food waste from landfills and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The composting and food waste reduction cooperative agreements are part of USDA's broad support for urban agriculture. The CFWR program is jointly administered by USDA's Office of Urban Agriculture and Innovated Production and the National Institute of Food and Agriculture. The selected projects will be implemented between now and 2027. USDA prioritized projects that anticipate or demonstrate economic benefits, incorporate plans to make compost easily accessible to farmers, including community gardeners, integrate other food waste strategies, including food recovery efforts, and collaborate with multiple partners. Recipients include projects in 15 states and one territory, including two states that will be first-time participants in the program. The Sun Prairie Food Residential Event and School Compost Undertaking Pilot Project, selected in Wisconsin, will integrate full-service composting into six major citywide events in Sun Prairie. These events include implementing lunchtime composting programs, share tables, a food waste reduction competition, and food waste-focused curriculum into select schools in the Sun Prairie Area School District, pilot an 18-month curbside composting service for residents, and distribute compost to community gardens and urban farms while engaging these producers in a workshop centered around sustainable agriculture practices. The food rescue pilot is expected to reach 12,000 people, divert 65,000 pounds of food waste from the landfill, produce 43,000 pounds of compost, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 27 metric tons of carbon dioxide equivalents. A man is in custody and is accused of attempted homicide after a shooting earlier this week. In a release, Tomah police said that a 46-year-old man was arrested in Sauk County Tuesday. At 1:15 Tuesday morning, police found an 80-year-old man with multiple gunshot wounds. The man was taken to a hospital with life-threatening injuries. Police then found the alleged shooter's children safe in Juneau County. At about 7 o'clock Tuesday, the 46-year-old man was arrested. He is being recommended for multiple charges, including attempted homicide. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a domestic disturbance early New Year's Day. A call came in around 12:45 reporting the disturbance on County Road HH and County Road H in the township of Arena. Iowa County Sheriff's Deputy responded to the scene and arrested Nicholas J. Hansen, 38, of Barneveld, on charges of battery, disorderly conduct, and resisting or obstructing an officer. Hansen was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where he was later released on bond. Homicides in Milwaukee dropped for a second year in a row. Milwaukee Police Department data show the total number of homicides for 2024 at 131, 41 fewer than the total in 2023. The city's record year for homicides was 215 in 2023. Though the 2024 total took a drastic drop, it still doesn't match up with pre-pandemic numbers for total homicides. The data also showed that non-fatal shootings were down by about a quarter and carjackings increased by 11%. Communities across Wisconsin are hanging on to a lot of road salt. Plover Village Administrator Steve Kuntz says between carryover from last year and ordering for this year, they've had to get creative.
You have to buy salt so far in advance, and we didn't really need any salt, but you can't, if you don't get it, you don't get it. We actually had to finagle a little bit, work with the county a little bit to have them take some of our salt because we didn't have any place to put it because our shed's full, which is great. It's a good position to be in.
Although salt keeps Wisconsin roads safe during the winter, using more salt than needed comes at a price. In Wisconsin and much of the U.S., chlorides from salt are infiltrating lakes, streams, and groundwater. A reminder to slow down when driving in the winter. The Wisconsin State Patrol tells WXPR in Rhinelander that drivers need to keep in mind that posted speed limits are for the best conditions possible on the roads. Captain Bradley O'Kane says any snow, ice, or slush on roads will make driving at highway speeds hazardous. You should also give more space between cars on the road since it is harder to stop. Drivers who slide into the ditch are advised to stay in their vehicle and call 911. That's safer than getting out to inspect the damage and risk getting hit by another vehicle. One Wisconsin city brought in the new year in a uniquely Wisconsin way. A Limburger cheese box made by Monroe High School students was dropped, but with a catch. The drop did not actually take place at midnight Wisconsin time, but instead at 5 p.m., which was midnight in Switzerland. Celebrating a Swiss cheesy New Year, the celebration had a variety of events like yodelers, flame twirlers, and a brown Swiss cow named Princess Margaret. Over 100 pounds of cheese was given away at the event. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds anglers that they will be able to target any of Wisconsin's inland trout species using artificial lures only starting January 4th through May 2nd on designated early season trout streams. Any trout caught during this time will need to be immediately released. All anglers are encouraged to continue to practice responsible catch and release and reduce their reel and handling time with the fish as much as possible. Tips on how to release your catch responsibly can be found on the DNR's Responsible Release webpage. Anglers will be able to keep the trout they catch once the general hook and line season opens on May 3rd, provided bag limits and length requirements are met. Check the guide to Wisconsin's trout fishing regulations for specifics. Anyone wishing to participate in the season will need a 2024-25 fishing license and an inland trout stamp, which are both good until March 31st, and can be purchased online through Go Wild or at one of many licensed sales locations throughout the state. After April 1st, anglers will need a 2025-26 fishing license and inland trout stamp. For a look at trout streams across the state, access the Trout Tool and additional trout fishing information on the DNR's Inland Trout Fishing webpage. A peregrine falcon born at a Wisconsin power plant has been spotted in the wild. That bird named Trapper was spotted by a bird watcher in Sheboygan Falls this fall. Once peregrines leave the nest, they are rarely spotted in the wild again. Trapper was one of nine chicks that was born at a We Energies power plant in 2024. The Falcon program at We Energies has helped raise over 450 chicks since it started in 1992. The winners in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle are on New Year's Day. The winner of $50 was Sally Maxwell of Richland Center on ticket number 112. Today's winner of $25 is Rhonda Marish of Richland Center on ticket number 176.